5.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Friday edition. The revolution continues here. Liam Schaff's going to drop by. We're going to be together this weekend in Orlando at the SoHo Convention for the Natural Products Association. And he's going to zero in on zero-point energy, and it's not going to make my New Age buddies happy. So that's all right. We got to do that. We got to talk energy, the peak oil issue as well. Also, how many families are going to be harmed by the government religion of modern medicine? How many times do we have to cover on this show the Child Protective Services working with the legislative branch, or the judicial branch, I should say, in this case, to go after children whose parents have come to the conclusion that oncology, traditional license, allopathic oncology, would more likely kill their children than help them overcome cancer. And, of course, the ongoing saga of the Hershberger family, an Amish family who initially availed themselves of traditional allopathic oncology, then decided, we got to leave, we got to get out of this place to save our 10-year-old little girl, Sarah Hershberger. And this past week, of course, Joni Abbott very ably, capably hosted this show and talked about this issue in depth. And we're going to continue with this discussion right now with David Augenstein. Now, he is known as Augie, or Mr. Augie, and we connected many years ago thanks to a mutual friend of ours, Michael Badnarik. And a special shout-out to Michael, who's recovering from his injuries we've talked about on the air here. He's stuck in Dallas because of the ice storm. It should melt soon so he could get home safely. But with that, let's bring on Augie. He is the Executive Director of Foundations for Health Education. We've got the links up in the show notes, and he's got a PDF downloadable files that you can access. We'll tell you how about the Hershberger issue, Sarah's Health Freedom Campaign and Fundraiser, how you can help support it. And now with the update, Mr. Augie, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Well, yes, thank
there's
you.
There's been a lot of great things happening here this week on the case. As you probably know, this is being appealed to the Ohio Supreme Court, and they have approved the hearing of it now. I was just up at the farm with the grandfather yesterday and a couple of days ago. Right now I'm getting reports from the field because we have a campaign going on to help this girl, to help the family, to help them with their natural medicines and supplements that they need, their travel expenses to get back home, if and when they can come back home. Your listeners may not be aware of this, but when they took their child out of chemo because it was visibly killing her, they had a hard time with the hospital. They wanted to try something safer and that something that might be more effective. They of course, you know, called the Children's Protective Service, and they ended up in four different court hearings over this. Well, before all three court hearings ruled in favor of the family that they had the right to make the medical decisions. And the hospital and the business affiliate attorney nurse that has been appointed guardian sued continually until they got a decision in their favor. So they left the country before that final ruling against them took place, and CPS was actually on their side, and the original local probate court judge was on their side on this, and the first appellate court hearing was on their side. But through three changes of judges, the hospital got the decision they wanted. Meanwhile, the Hershbergers are out of the country with their baby and also with Sarah, who's now 11 years old. Now they can't come back to their farm here in Ohio because of this legal gridlock.
Augie, this is stunning, the information you're revealing here, particularly with the hospital flouting the judicial branch by pushing and pushing with money that they have that are almost seemingly unlimited funds to go after this. But has anybody brought up the conflicts of interest in terms of the economics here? Because the hospital stands to have bills worth hundreds of thousands of dollars with chemo and a kid.
Let me tell you about the politics and money of this. This Maria Scheimer, she's affiliated with the hospital. She's a business partner with the hospital because she's with the Northeast Ohio Medical University. And she's not only an attorney and a nurse, but she's, believe it or not, she's an assistant attorney general for the state of Ohio. And she's the one that sued for guardianship.
Wow.
Now,
there's some major conflicts of interest here.
Yes. But because Sean Lydon, who's the vice president, executive vice president for the hospital, is the one that requested Maria Scheimer to take this guardianship on to continue these very expensive experimental chemotherapy. And he's the one that's also involved in this. Of course, he got his orders from the president of the hospital. So now when you get on to the judge's side, there are some relationships here, some very strong political friendship relationships. We don't have the time to get into that, but, yes, there is big dollars. Andy Hershberger told me, I've had a number of interviews with him, that his bill was $130,000 for four treatments. Now, he goes to Central America. He gets his natural treatment, and he also, they were having 3 weeks of treatment for $11,000, and she tested cancer-free at that time.
What can you reveal, Augie, about the natural treatments? Does it involving detoxification, supplementation? Are you able to reveal any of that?
All of that, you know, vitamin C, high dose, B17, you know, the nutrients, the IV chelation, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know specific protocol, but lots of fruits and vegetables, that type of thing. Before we go on, I want to come back to exactly what the complaints of the Hershbergers are with respect to how they were mistreated by the hospital. They were never told that this chemotherapy that they were forcing on them was part of a research project. And the first time they ever heard about it was during the all these court hearings. They said that they never signed on for that second round of chemo, that they switched the chemicals, and that was what was starting to make her sick. She was so sick she couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't walk. Her teeth had turned black.
Wow.
So all they got, they didn't get their signature. They got Sarah's signature. And that's what they went on.
On a 10-year-old girl's signature? An Amish family? A 10-year-old girl doesn't have the four... come on, really?
I'm not kidding. This is what was said, and these papers weren't shown in the court. That was one of the papers that were missing. They were not told the serious side effects. They found out when a nurse came out to give boosters at home shots. And the nurse said, don't let the other kids get around this. It can cause cancer.
Jeez, man. And, you know, this is not something we don't know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but you're taking it, Augie, to a place of great darkness that we
can only hint at, even though we are very vocal about it, but you're revealing the deep-seated, sick underbelly of these children's hospitals. We covered it in Akron Children's Hospital in this case. Is there any blowback happening? Are there people petitioning and they're saying, warning people to stay away from this hospital?
You wouldn't believe the reports I've got that the Amish and other people are now afraid to go to the Akron Children's Hospital. They're losing business. They're going to Cleveland Clinic and some of the other clinics.
So now, there is some blowback here.
Our two-page story, which is printable, it's a PDF. It's on the website. It's part of Sarah's Health Freedom campaign that we've been launched with the blessing of the bishop, which is the grandfather, and the family, that we do this fundraiser and we raise hell. And, you know, one of the biggest turning points in this project is that when Isaac Keim, which is Sarah's grandfather, came out on worldwide internet radio, he made an audio recording that was just unbelievable. And this is historic. These are not just plain Amish people. These are the very strict Amish, not just old order, but the most strict of the old order, and these are the Swartzen troopers. And so it's very unusual, this case, that they would have so much limelight. And what happened with us is the Foundations for Health Education, that's who I represent, sent out a news release to the local newspapers about 10 days ago. And I immediately got a call from the Akron Beacon Journal, had an interview. Before I knew it, Associated Press had the story.
Yeah,
she had fled.
This went worldwide thanks to your digging deep on this, and it's still percolating out there, and there's more to come. You know, this kind of ties into the story we talked about, the Connecticut Children's Hospital there. I'm sorry, it was in Boston or in Massachusetts, where they kidnapped a child and held her 10 months in state custody to give a treatment that could end up being $1 million of a bill. And so what we're uncovering here, Augie, what you're uncovering is something that is not just a one-off, apparently. This is something that is the business model of these hospitals that do cancer therapy. And we got to take a break coming up in just a moment, Augie. So hang in there. We're going to come back and we're going to complete the task here. We'll also let you know in detail how you can participate in Sarah's Health Freedom campaign, how you can support it, and what you can do to prevent this from happening to any other children, whether Amish or not. And we're doing so with the help of Mr. Augenstein, and we appreciate him very much. So stick around. We'll get to the bottom of this if we can in the next segment. Then Liam Shep talks Zero Point Energy, and we are off to the weekend. So stick around. Augie is with us after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't let your children be taken by the death cult of modern medicine. That's the message here of the Robert Scott Bell Show all the time, but it's certainly even more important now that we're getting to the bottom of these stories where they're taking kids away from their families to force them into experimental chemo. I would say it's all experimental, but this is really experimental, what David Augenstein is revealing. Augie, he is here with us. We're going to wrap up here. A few more things on the Akron Children's Hospital danger warning signs, and then your call to action, what you can do to help. So, Augie, take it away.
Okay, a couple of other things, complaints that the Hershbergers have made very clear, including the grandfather, is that not only didn't they disclose the hazardous nature of these chemicals, but they were told that the nurse that said they could cause cancer, they said in the panel discussion in the hospital with the attorneys, public relations, doctors, and some of the med students, that they should never have said that. And further, they say that Sarah's confidential medical information was given to the news media. They also said, now here, get this one, Robert. They said that during that panel and during their negotiation, they wanted to work with the hospital, the Hershbergers did.
Okay.
They wanted to leave and try the natural, safer approach, and if it didn't work, they want to come back and get the chemo again. And they said in the meantime, the Hershbergers wanted the hospital to monitor them, and they wouldn't. They refused to.
Well, there's not much money in monitoring. It's all in the chemical drugging.
And I find it really interesting. She improved quite a bit by the first round of chemo. After that, she was treated naturally at home. She'd gotten better by the time she went to Central America and tested clean. But the doctors down there said that the hospital up here may have exaggerated the final report of the CAT scans they did in order to frighten them into the second round. So there's a lot of things going on here. This is not about, you know, unfit parents. This is about loving, caring parents that were diligently searching out solutions for their daughter, and their rights were railroaded. They were totally abused. And they were trampled on. and it's made their lives miserable. They've lost money. Their business has failed. We've got a fundraiser. Sarah needs the supplements. These are not inexpensive, and this is something that all the freedom fighters out there, including the health freedom fighters, the food lovers, should get behind this particular campaign because it's got all the elements. We're dealing here with a secret underground passageway of the Amish, a communication system using international phones that they can't trace. There's a lot of suspense. There's a lot of passion. This is the campaign to really look at and get behind.
Well, this is the one that could reveal to everybody that ugly, scary, monstrous, zombie-like behavior that is occurring in these children's hospitals specific to cancer, although that's not exclusive to that. Also, the aftermath of vaccine damage and the mysterious ailments that are popping up according to allopathic medicine that can't be treated, but we're going to take your children to force experimental treatments for months on end. No one can pay for it. Then the state ends up. It is an absolute dangerous mess. By the way, if you want some more of the backstory, this past Tuesday, and the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you can hear Joni Abbott as she hosted this show and interviewed a number of our friends out there, as well as one key freedom-loving attorney, Maurice Thompson.
Yeah, that's right. The foundations were very fortunate to have arranged Maurice Thompson for the family. That took about a month of negotiation between the two. I was sort of the go-between on that. And here's the link to go to. If your listeners would go to livingfood.us, just remember, just the opposite of the dead food they serve in hospitals, livingfood.us, they will get into Sarah's Health Freedom Campaign resource page. From there, you can donate. From there, you can get the paper handout to print out and hand out and set up other distributors. We're just signing up people all over the country, especially here in Ohio. Loads of these paper things are being distributed through the Amish churches.
Beautiful.
In several parts of the country.
Well, everybody's invited to participate and raise this level of awareness so that no other children have to suffer this way, and so that the Hershberger family can come back to the United States. My goodness,
yes.
Just to raise their children with healthy food. So it's all linked up. If you can't remember anything that Mr. Augie said, it's linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. We're going to be back with Liam Sheff, talk Zero Point Energy into the weekend. Mr. Augie, thank you so much for all that you are doing.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
In a matter of mere hours, I will be together again with my good friend, Liam Sheff, host of... What are you host of, Liam?
So many things, no one can keep track.
Yes, I noticed I didn't call you a hostess cupcake, but I'm glad to be back with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Soho Show. We just followed up on a story that Joni hosted on Tuesday so capably and ably. We love Joni, and it's wish we could see her this weekend, too, but... We'll make do, and let's see, tomorrow, today, hey, we got a little bit of time. Let's talk light topic, say, zero-point energy.
Zero-point energy. One day, the slight fluctuation of a rock in a magnetic spectrum will be able to replace the entire grid. Our flying cars will take us from our jetpack houses to our insulated solar nesting communes, where we'll work all day making origami out of free-range paper.
A free-range paper? I didn't know about that. All right. Now you're going to upset the navels of our friends who are, lovely people, new-agey kind of people, and Listen, I dig the energy.
Sometimes not all that lovely. Sometimes a little passive-aggressive.
Well, that's true, but, you know, when you cover things that kind of slay their energetic zero-point sacred cows, what are you going to expect? I just, you know, we try to be nice about this, don't we?
No. So I was invited to some zero-point energy thing, and I resisted, and I said, I really don't think I should be part of this because I don't believe in it. No, we want you to be part of it because you'll explain oil and petroleum and coal and how much energy we use. And you do that really well. Okay, thanks. Great. You could do that yourself. We really want you to be part of it. Okay, so many messages later, we're having to just this constant... sometimes you get a feeling for the content of a talk or of a conference by the kerfluffles surrounding it. What it was incredibly disorganized. Nobody could seem to figure out the technology. I was told that I had to update and upgrade and do all kinds of stuff. It was totally unnecessary, and then it didn't work. Or I think it didn't work. So I was there standing by ready to give this sort of slightly dour talk on how much petroleum energy and coal energy we use and how much we probably can expect to be able to use. And then suddenly I was dismissed without explanation from, and now I don't know if the conference happened or not. I don't think it really did. But it gave me a feeling, and I talked to our friend Joni about it, and I said, Joni, I can't believe I got sucked into this zero-point energy thing. And she said, well, there was 0 point to that. And I said, I'm using that. Zero-point energy is something that some people tell you is being suppressed by the government, like, you know, like the HAARP thing that makes super storms just move about like dominoes on a, well, on a table, like chess pieces on a chessboard, like checkers on a, you understand, like macaroni on a plate with a fork. You know, there's no concept for how heavy and large these things are. No, you could just move them around because you want to. It's taking the idea that some people do bad things to a level of science fiction acuity and accuracy that Michael Bay might say was unrealistic. Gee, that seems unrealistic, says Michael Bay.
Come on, what's wrong with the magic carpet ride?
Yeah. So,
humor me.
Censoring joke. So I was thinking of, if anybody understands the censorship of that joke, just because of one included word in there, I'm going to give it to William Scott Pavone. He will understand.
Okay. Good old Scott. We appreciate him. You know, I was always intrigued, and we've talked off the air about that. You know, I grew up reading all kinds of science fiction and semi-science fact, Project Blue Book, UFOs. I mean, it was just a fascination I had. Then at a certain point, I kind of gave up on the phenomenon. I'm like, yeah, phenomenon's cool, but I don't need it to function. In fact, you know, it's just fine without it. There's a lot of extraordinary things that I've discovered in my own life, and there's a great spiritual side to life that really, when we're in that place or that space, Liam, it should be everywhere in our lives, not just isolated to one little arena. But I'm just wondering if these concepts of spirituality and life and the vitality, the vital force, like we do in homeopathy, I mean, I just don't know how to make the vital force, you know, homeopathic vital force, run the entire power grid right now that's being run on coal, oil, and nuclear. That's where I just have that. Maybe it's just me. I just can't bridge that gap.
No, it's not going to happen. We came about as a species with fire. That was our, watching lightning in the sky, and the magic that we talked about was magic to us. The Greeks had geometry. They had great concepts of geometry. I don't know if it was Thucydides. It was somebody, Archimedes perhaps, who developed a way of measuring the entire circumference of the globe by taking a, you know, 12-foot stick or whatever it was, and by looking at the shadow that was cast. And he got within a very, very short range of error. I mean, he was very, very, very close. So geometry is quite real. But they also had stories of Zeus and Hera and Hermes and Ares, Aphrodite. These stories are true in a sense. They're mythologically true. The messages might be true. The energies might be representatively true, but they're not quite literal, are they? I mean, you can't call Zeus to power the Indian Point nuclear power station instead of the uranium plutonium, right? We're not going to ask Zeus to do that. You can ask.
Sure. Well, listen, Liam, I have seen and witnessed miracles in my life that kind of, they'll go beyond the realm of normal, let's say, Harvard school explanations. Yet I do understand that some of the zero-point people will say, well, somebody from Harvard said it's real. So it's not to me that I would deny really things that are somewhat inexplicable to some degree that can occur, although if you know, you get into religiosity and religious and spiritual beliefs, but there seems to be a belief that some form of technology, alien or otherwise, is going to come and save us, and we'll be able to do everything we do today without doing anything more economically or efficiently, and it'll just happen.
Yeah, it's magical thinking, and it's the laziest thing that you've ever heard of. The conservative Republican investors say, well, there are a trillion barrels of oil under the United States that we haven't even started to dig at. The liberals say we can power everything. Well, some of them say we can power everything on wind power and solar.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of these are true. I can explain either. And these free energy folks are wasting their time sitting on their tea leaves and expecting the little magic, that the small bits of magic that happen in our personal lives that we may witness, to somehow power the machine grid that was developed in, what, the 19th and 20th century? I'm sorry. I think you're bending the definition of God or of divinity a little bit to think that the infinite mind of the universe owes us a toaster oven and a Pop-Tart. It doesn't.
Well, think about those, Liam, that have pulled off the grid. I mean, they tend not to be running the same amount of electrical appliances that, you know, the everyday workaday world as it's been come to be over the last 100 years has. And they have large banks of batteries, lead acid, or whatever technology they have, even if they're on solar or wind, to store that energy. It's unwieldy. It can be very toxic. And I think the argument is what I call law of economy, and others have said it this way, is getting the most out of every drop, the most out of every mile. You start working more efficiently, and you can call it kung fu or the martial arts. Your movements can be graceful but very efficient, so that you're not wasteful like we have become over the sourcing out of the so-called black gold, the crude of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, let me very quickly. Do I have 3 minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
The conservative or market-driven prospectus on the Internet or the Wall Street Journal will sometimes say that the United States has a trillion barrels of oil under the ground that we haven't touched. And so people on the conservative side won't pay attention to oil. Well, there are a trillion barrels and the government's keeping us from it. Wrong. Now, there's some special words that are used by the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a resource, and there's something called a reserve. Let's make it even more complex. When you get into the thing called a reserve, there's a probable, possible, and a proven reserve. And then finally, there's something called an ultimately recoverable reserve. Well, this is all a lot of gray area, when the reality is there is really only the ultimately recoverable reserve, and everything else is a kind of fiction. Let's start back up at the top. They'll say that there are a trillion barrels in resource. There's a trillion barrel resource. That's like saying that when you're 14 years old and you enter high school,
mm-hmm.
and there are the 15, 16, 17, 18, sometimes 19-year-old girls in the classes above you, that you think, well, any of these girls will be my girlfriend, and because they're female and I like them, they'll go all the way with me. And this is what you're thinking in your head. It's totally unrealistic, but right. There you are. You're 14, and you get together with 10 of your friends, and you say, well, listen, there's 600 kids in this high school. 300 of them are women. We have 300 women in a reserve. As a resource. Look at this resource we have of 300 young women our age and slightly older who are going to be our girlfriends and go all the way. Now, you have the meeting of your 10 friends, and you say, well, how many of them do you know? Well, okay, now between all 10 of you, you happen to know about 40 of them. Well, how many of them are you friends with? Well, between all 10 of you, you're friends with about 15 of them. So you see your resource has just gone down from 300 to 15, but we're not done yet. Of the 15 that are your friends, how many of them have any interest in any of us? Well, you know, Michelle has some interest in Andy over here, but he really likes Don. Well, okay, so by the end of the year, the only thing that you're going to get is maybe a sloppy kiss in the closet with a girl who's actually your best friend, who has a crush on you, and then is angry at you afterward for not having the same feelings, and that's it. And that's the ultimately recoverable reserve. I think I've made it clear now.
Wow, but, like no one else on planet Earth can make it clear, Liam. That was sensational.
But just to put a final point on it, in the Caspian Sea, which was being looked at in the late 90s, they said there was a resource of 200 billion barrels of oil. We use 30 billion a year, which is, you know, after digging, probably less than 6 years. They dug a few test wells and found there were maybe 13 billion. That's down 87 billion. They lost 187 billion barrels that they really never had, because the stuff they had was very sulfuric. Mm. Look, the ultimately recoverable is very different than the resource, and nobody is paying attention to this, so we're all going on, and the free energy people are sitting on their tea leaves and their tetrahydrocannabinol leaves, and come on, we're going to have to change.
So who is planning, preparing? Is it being done for you? Do you just show up and go, why aren't you taking care of me like you used to? That's a big part of the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Liam is at it to the great, I don't know if consternation or annoyance is to those that want to believe in their navel will power the universe. But we'll get into that some more as we wrap it up. We're heading into the weekend. Why not do it on a spiritually energizing bent? Let's try it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping up the healing revolution with my good friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. And if you haven't got it yet, I will hunt you down and find you. Get it. And if you're going to be with us this weekend, we look forward to seeing you, all of our health food buddies, at the Soho Show. Saturday and Sunday, I'll be broadcasting for Richard Pearl tomorrow. That's the plan. And then, of course, back live on Sunday with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe, if we can get Richard Pearl out of his comfy chair, he'll show up too. We'll see. But also, coming up the 19th, I will be broadcasting live from the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora and lecturing there. And then Friday night afterwards, it's Thursday, Friday, the 20th, I'll be back at the Windhorse Theater for a little bit of, healthy date night mayhem. So get ready for that. Now, Liam, I think I've figured out the energy crisis solution, the oil problem. You just grab, all the teenagers of America and mine their hair, and we've got it covered, at least a couple of years, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, growing people, it always gives you the idea that things will last forever, but of course you know how much they eat.
Oh, darn, you had to bring that up. See, you brought the teenager thoughts back in. I'm thinking, okay, you got the great analogy. We get their oil from their hair and their face. Hey, is there something as compensatory acne or sympathetic acne when your kids go through it and you get it again? I feel like I'm going back through that cycle.
I don't know. Maybe you're both eating the same peanut butter and chocolate. Okay, so I just wanted to put a little realism in this. I'm not joking when the prospectuses talk about a trillion barrels of oil under the ground. You'll see that in a headline. Oh, is the United States sitting on a trillion barrels of oil? No, not at all. We're sitting on bituminous, dirty, dirty mud rock. In the mind of the market solves everything people, if you mm-hmm. could take a can opener and peel off the surface of the United States to a quarter or a half mile, mm-hmm. rendering all the water undrinkable and all the forests destroyed, you could have access to rock that after much processing with oil and coal and water would produce a little oil. And you heard what I said correctly. It's very hard to get, very expensive. I think the reality is that we're going to see not the shift that the people who always talk about the big shift or the big awakening, I don't think we're going to see anything from those silly movies, Thrive or
The focus on consciousness shift. Man, I don't dispute consciousness shift, but I mean, it means you act differently. It means you do something differently. It doesn't mean you've changed your attitude and suddenly you don't do anything. You're sitting in your couch and now we've got 0 point energy pumping into the grid. Does that make sense?
When they say consciousness shift, they mean that everyone will be as high as they are and eating the same healthy snack foods, so-called healthy snack foods that they are, and that'll be that. And we'll have to farm for an hour a week, and there'll be enough for everybody, and there'll be no STDs, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is crap. Life is going to get a lot harder in this century. It's going to be more like the 1940s, 30s, then 20s, then teens, and maybe we could make it to the 1890s or 70s at some point because of infrastructure breakdown, but that would be the easy part because they built up to the 1890s and 1900s. They built to them. We're descending, and it's a lot harder to descend a really, really steep stairway with a lot of crap in your arms. You're going to drop a lot of it, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, look, I would argue that it will be better. We think about all the misery and angst and other things by, you know, replacing the simple things in life with material goods, right? This is the age of materialism. It has been for quite some time. Of course, a lot of destruction, a lot of toxins have been produced, and our own demise indeed is predicted based on if we think we can continue this with no consequence. So to go back to that simple way, we do have a lot of people yearning for, I just wish I had a plot of land and I could grow my own food. Not everybody realizes how much work that is, but when you do that kind of work, there is something richly rewarding about that connection back to the source of what keeps us going.
Material. Living in a material world. Come on, Don, bring it in.
Where is he? All right, yeah, the Super Don.
There's some Madonna for it.
Living in the material. Yeah, I remember that one. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, it's something that we'll continue messaging out there, not because we're the doom and gloomers. Those who persist and believe that as I said, this mysterious energy source is going to allow us to do everything the same way, but non-toxically, I think that's the doom and gloom because you're not really preparing for what's happening. You're not really cognizant of what is actually occurring.
I know. There's stupid and dummy heads.
All right. And with that, we're going to take a break until tomorrow and then Sunday. Thank you, Liam Sheff, for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Augie. Thank you, Dr. Frank King. Thank you to you. The power to heal. Yeah, that power, that energy. It's inside you. Still yours.
Living in a material world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.